Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Aaron Boone finds out what it's like to be the Yankee manager. You hear about 4 days, they dumped the reigning NL MVP in your lap. I mean, so it's not too shabby. You didn't think your first acquisition would be a guy who hit 59 home runs, huh?
We're pretty excited. No doubt about it. It's been an exciting weekend to, you know, kind of as we put our staff together and you know, go through the kind of the winter conversations that you have with other clubs, and to see this materialize, obviously we're really excited as Yankees, really excited for Giancarlo, and excited to see him not only impact us between the lines, but we think add to what we feel like is a great culture in our clubhouse.
How do you, the question everyone's asking, Aaron, is, you know, Judge played a surprisingly good right field last year. Everyone says Stanton's a good fielder. Judge played sensationally. You saw him in the playoffs, played great in the field. Really very athletic for a big man. How do you decide which guy gets right field?
Well, I mean, that'll be one of the things that we have to certainly flush out over the next few months. And I think the one good thing is that both guys we're talking about really great people, guys that want to win, and guys that I think are going to be open to different roles, because, you know, it'll give us an opportunity to use that DH spot creatively to get guys off their feet, to keep guys more fresh. You know, one or both is probably going to have to move over and potentially play left field from time to time, potentially even center field from time to time. But, you know, you mentioned Aaron Judge and the athlete that he is and the great right field that he played last year. Same with thing with Giancarlo. Yeah, these are two guys that are what they are offensively, over 50 homers, but these are two guys that are young, that are in the primes of their career, and that, you know, are impact defenders. So I think there's the ability for them to potentially move on occasion and not skip a beat defensively.
Are you committed now, considering the fact that you're also going to have Sanchez on his days off a lot of times, DHing? That's a great luxury to have a bat like that at the DH. Are you going to use the DH like a way station for your big sluggers, rather than have, you know, some teams would rather have an everyday DH? Are you happy having kind of a way station where you have four or five different guys chip in at DH?
Yeah, that would be my expectation. You know, Aaron will get some time there. Giancarlo will certainly get some time there. Well, like you said, we'll use Gary Sanchez, you know, whether it's once or twice a week, where we want to get him off his feet. It'll be that kind of position that we rotate just to keep guys fresh and to keep their bats in the lineup on a consistent basis.
Are you right now with your second baseman having gone in the deal, are you right now penciling, even though he hasn't played in the majors yet, are you penciling Gleyber Torres in as your second baseman?
Oh, I think there's a real opportunity for him. You know, we got to see how things unfold. He's going to have that opportunity to potentially win that position from the get-go. We're certainly so excited about, you know, what he brings to the table on a long-term basis with the New York Yankees. You know, I think that'll be one of the things in the next few months. Does it make the most sense for him to start and really take over it from day one of the season? That'll be something that we weigh as an organization as spring training unfolds and we see, you know, just how well he's bounced back from his injury from last year. But we're so excited about the long-term impact that we know Gleyber Torres is going to have in our infield.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, Giancarlo Stanton, now part of the Yankee fold. Forget health-wise, what will you have to see in terms of spring training from Torres to know that it's time to bring him north? I mean, are you going to have to play him a lot and play him every day in spring training just to get that feel? Or do you just think he's got so much talent you're not worried about it?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be an everyday, you know, play him to death. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, he missed a lot of baseball the second half of the season with the injury. So, you know, we're not going to kill him in spring training, even though he's a young player, obviously. Obviously, he's going to get a lot of reps. He's going to get a lot of looks. And then, you know, towards the end of spring training, we'll make that decision if we think it's best, not only for us, but also for Glaber, if we feel like he's ready to start and have an impact from the get-go, or if it serves him best to start out in the minor leagues and just continue to get those reps, build himself up. Because obviously, over the course of a long season, you know, we feel like he's going to have an impact on our club in a big way at some point during the season. Whether it's from the start remains to be seen.
I'll hold off on Gaudy and Ellsbury because let's see what the team looks like when we get out of the meetings and see who gets moved and who doesn't. On your staff, you've made a couple of moves, right? Or you're close to making commitments, or you have made commitments, right?
Yeah, and I would think we'll probably round out the rest of our staff. We feel like we're close, hopefully by the end of this week.
Have you announced anybody officially yet?
Yeah, obviously Larry Rothschild's back.
Right, I know that. Yeah, right.
Josh Bard.
Is he official now, the bench coach?
He's officially the bench coach. Phil Nevin's officially the third base coach. Okay. Reggie Willits from within the organization is going to be our first base, outfield, base running coach. And then we're real close on adding or announcing the other pieces that I don't think will be a real big surprise and a lot of familiar names.
Okay, tell me about your bench coach and what your decision was.
He's a guy that I've always felt like in Josh Bard that if I ever went down this road and got the opportunity before he does, he would be a guy that I target. Just a super smart guy, a guy that understands the analytics and the language and the kind of that really good, I think, at being the liaison from the front office down to the clubhouse and the dugout. And also, but a confidence about him, and I think the ability to not only deliver information to players, but I think be able to connect with players. And I really feel like a guy that is going to be a star in this sport, a guy that's going to be a manager that we're all going to know about at some point, and he's going to be a guy that really impacts our club in a big way.
Now, there was some reports this last week, Aaron, that the Yankees felt Girardi was soft on Sanchez's defense. Whether he was or he wasn't, we know his defense was a big issue last year, a very big issue. How do you feel about his defense from what you've seen, and what's your plan with him defensively?
Yeah, so we'll have a guy, you know, working close with him and getting him ready each and every night. My expectation is that he's going to be not only a great offensive catcher, but he's going to be a great defensive catcher. And we're going to pour out every resource into helping him to being able to build him up. And we feel like the sky's the limit, not only offensively, but defensively. And that is our expectation. I think it's going to be important for us to start that relationship before we get down to spring training. And we're going to support him as much as we can to try and get him to be an impact player on both sides of the ball.
Have you had any discussions with him about what your plan might be? Even if you're not going to share it with us, have you had you discussed with him what your plan is with him yet, or not really?
We have just been texting back and forth. He's down in the DR, and he's expected to be in New York City at some point in the next week or two. And my hope is that we're going to connect at that time in person and just kind of start that relationship and start those conversations so that we can start supporting him in the best way possible to get the most out of him.
Now, you saw plenty of his games, and you've been around forever, so you know that he had trouble with the glove. That's been, you know, whether it plays at the plate or just handling certain pitches. Is that something you think is imminently fixable?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think he's shown signs of being an outstanding defensive catcher.
He's got a good arm.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes it's the most demanding pitch position in the game. And when you're talking about a guy like Gary Sanchez who had so much success so quickly and is such an impact player with the bat, you know, it's a lot to learn a pitching staff, become a leader of a pitching staff, and all that goes into, you know, preparing each and every night, not only physically, but from a game planning standpoint, that's a lot for a young catcher to take on, especially when you're having the impact that Gary has had. And we feel like he's going to continue to grow in that area, and we feel like when all said and done, we're going to look at hopefully what is a finished product that we say this is an outstanding defensive catcher as well as being what he is offensively.
So when Aaron Boone, obviously the Yankees today making big news with Stanton joining the team. You just heard from Stanton a couple of minutes ago. Now, listen, you've been around. You had a very prominent career of your own. The idea of what has to, you know, what a guy is confronted with who has that kind of status and that kind of a contract. Have you given a lot of thought to how you would manage guys like that who are that kind of star?
Yeah, you know, I think the one good thing with Giancarlo is he's walking into a situation where, you know, he's not going to be asked to be, you know, the leader, the straw that stirs the drink, if you will. He understands that he's joining a young nucleus of star players, of high quality people in that room, and we just want him to be able to come in here and be himself. And I think there's a real opportunity for him to do that. I think when you talk to him and get to know him, you'll understand that this is a real smart guy that kind of did his homework and really made a prioritized the opportunity to come to the New York Yankees. And I think he understands the responsibility that comes to that. And at 28 years old or whatever he is now, you know, being in a situation in Miami where it's been a lot of rebuilding type situations, this is about the prize now. And he understands that he's walking into a situation where he has a chance to be a part of a great young nucleus and a team that has a chance to do some special things.
Now that you're a manager, I mean, did you see, were a lot of your teams that had strong peer leadership, did you think that's a big part of running a clubhouse? Do you want a team that has a strong voice as far as the 25-man team, or do you want to leave that up to the manager and the coaches?
I want us to have a great culture, and Mike, I think that looks a lot of different ways. You know, sometimes it's a team like we have now where we have a lot of high character guys that like being around each other, that are hungry to get better and to become winners. A lot of times it's a group of guys with a chip on their shoulder that there's a little angst behind closed doors. I don't think we have that kind of group, but sometimes that's a culture that can really thrive. But I think for long-term success, which is our hope, you know, not just to go out and be great one time, I think culture is really important. And I think Giancarlo is going to add to that what we feel like is already a very strong culture we have with the Yankees.
Thanks for jumping on for a couple of minutes. We'll talk again. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, am I talking with Aaron Boone?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.